mornings here on the show. We're joined by the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River City's Reader. We kind of put him on the spot while you were listening to the commercials and made him watch the Amazing Larry video.
That was fantastic.
His audition.
That was more
Susan
fun than
Boyle.
Most of what I've seen at the movies this year. Please.
And it lasted just as long as it needed to.
It was
crammed with some great effects.
Mm-hmm.
Better effects than Airbender.
He did a really nice job of fixing the key problem. Seriously, if you can't hit the high notes, take it down the octave.
Well, he was in several different octaves, I think.
Yeah, there were at least
three or four.
See, that's the gift.
But he did that intentionally.
That was smart.
That's the gift. What he wants to show Susan is his range.
His range.
Yeah.
That's some smart way to go.
So keep your fingers crossed.
Yes, I will indeed.
Cinematically, it worked for you. Musically, it worked for you.
Absolutely. No, it was completely entertaining.
Bewitching,
thank you.
Bewitching and haunting all
indeed.
At the same time.
That's been online for 3 days now, and it has 886 views.
All right.
It's going.
I think we can hit 1,000 before the weekend.
It's going viral.
Just 2 days.
Nice.
No, this would be the third day.
Starting the third day.
Right. It's been up for 48 hours.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. 49 hours. Yeah. It's been up and 886 views. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your first review of the day.
Okay.
Thanks for consenting to do that.
Thumbs up.
How are you liking that new chair?
It's kind of comfortable, I got to say. Yeah. I'm not sitting at the kids' table anymore, you know, staring up into the microphone, you know.
So let's,
hi guys.
Let's talk about the movies, Mike.
And, yeah, we missed you last week, so we got to get caught up on some stuff.
Yeah, what do we need to get caught up on?
Yeah, we'll back up a little bit to Despicable Me, big animated hit. Really funny.
Yeah, I saw
really
it.
Funny. Did you see it?
I saw it. I thought it was good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
The minions are pretty hysterical. Those little yellow things with one or two eyes.
See,
they're hilarious.
Yeah, it won't do you any damage.
No.
I got a chance to go to the movies since last time we talked, and I didn't go to Despicable Me because I thought, well, I've just done the Toy Story thing. I don't know how much of this cartoon.
But this
stuff
one's this isn't going to tear your heart out.
Nah, this one's just
fun,
funny.
Huh?
Yeah, just a good time. Absolutely. What did you see?
Maybe I'll write
by the way.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay. I also saw Predators, which was just god awful, terrible.
Not too good.
It's already gone. Who cares?
Is it really?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just bad.
Okay.
Did you want him killed? Basically.
I wanted Brody dead.
Yeah.
Brody was irritating.
See,
if
you've got the game that's being hunted and you want them dead, then...
Yeah,
if you're rooting for the Predators, it's a different movie, I guess.
Yeah. And I did, especially with Adrian Brody. Lord. Yeah, he bulked up and lost all of his brain cells.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Yeah. He just... Yeah, he's gone.
I'll be honest. I've never been, never been a fan.
I liked him when he ran around in that bird outfit.
Yeah.
Those were the days. What else? The Sorcerer's Apprentice, typical Disney garbage, but Nicolas Cage is actually pretty funny in it. When he's the best thing about a movie for me, that doesn't say much.
The Sorcerer's jacket is a symbol of my individuality.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Does he have that line at all?
I'd kill for that.
Called him Jingle Dale, kind of how much he loved Christmas.
Yeah, it's not so good. Cyrus, you know about the movie Cyrus with Jonah Hill and John C. Reilly?
I saw it being advertised in the theater, and it looks like it's got a bunch of awards attached to it.
It might have a few Sundance-y type of things.
Yeah, right.
It's a good, creepy, funny movie. Yeah, it's John C. Reilly falls in love with Marissa Tomei, whose son is Jonah Hill, who still lives with her. He's 21 and is a little pathologically devoted to her. You find your first scene of them together is her taking a shower, and he just kind of walks in the bathroom and closes the door behind him and starts singing with his mom while she's showering. And it's like, okay, I'm
so he doesn't
really
want
disturbed.
Anyone to be with her,
and he doesn't want nobody near mom but me. Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
It's a good creepy little thing, and Jonah Hill is fantastic.
Yeah,
he's really scary and therefore really funny.
It's
a
kind
blast.
Of a horror movie, right? On some levels, I mean,
just psychologically, I guess.
Yeah.
We're just like this. Okay, this kid could do just about anything. I was watching it with a couple of friends, and we talked about how refreshing it was to see a movie where you just don't know what's going to happen.
See, I like that.
You have no idea.
I like
you don't know if it's going to be, you don't know if it's going to be horror.
Yep.
You don't know if
I'd say up until the last 60 seconds, you're still going, this could go either way.
Really?
Any way at all.
And this wasn't really talked about much at all, but it's...
Nah, I mean, it's a low budget indie that we somehow got to the area. God bless.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know how that happened.
You think it's going to get some buzz now, huh?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a really good time. Yeah, I had fun. And finally, Inception, which must be the one you saw, I would guess.
Yeah, you and I disagree sharply on this.
Okay, that's all right. I'm totally on board with
Dave.
People
wasn't
who don't
sure what was
like
going
it.
On.
I don't. Well, here's the thing, and I don't know that I should say we disagree sharply, but I did read your review because I couldn't wait for you to come in here and tell me what you thought of the movie. And by the way, you're all welcome to do that at rcreader.com.
Please do.
It's not cheating.
Thank you for that. Yeah, you're right.
You really liked this movie.
I really liked it. Yeah, it took me a while. I'd say it took about a half hour. But by then I was I was engrossed. The last hour was stunning to me. Absolutely incredible. I did love it.
I didn't know what the hell was going on. I still don't know what the hell is going on. And I've noticed this with you, Mike. When you really love a movie, you need to see it more than a few times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've probably seen it more than once, haven't
I haven't
you?
Yet.
Okay.
To
you've
be
been
honest.
You've,
no,
you've
but
been
I
too
will.
Busy then, because usually your pattern is movies like this. You go and you see more than once in the theater.
Yeah. Right? With Dark Knight, I saw, I think, 3 times in a week.
Is that right?
Yeah, the first week, yeah.
This is your favorite of all these Nolan movies.
I think so.
Is what you said in your review.
Yeah,
but
I just, at some point, I gave up.
Okay.
Because there's, and I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but there's these levels. There's
dreams
that happen within dreams. And by the time they got to that snow place where they were shooting each other in the snow, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't know. I thought it was cool that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was floating in the hallway. I don't know what that was about. The whole reason they're doing it, they're not trying to, like, save the world or anything. They're just trying to steal money, basically.
Well, no, they're trying to keep someone from stealing money. They're trying to break up this energy conglomeration, which I don't quite understand, but they're trying to implant the idea that he has to dissolve this business,
right,
because otherwise they're going
to
own the
world. So that
the
Japanese guy can make all the money, though. He doesn't want the other guy to make all the money.
Yeah, that's kind of it. It's more like spread the wealth with a lot of
and
a
the
lot
levels
of personal
of
gain
the
there,
whole,
for sure.
The whole Marion Cotillard, all of that, I couldn't. I just got to a point where I gave up.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Siskel used to say two things. Take me someplace I've never been before. Make me care about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. It was certainly a movie and a lot of stuff I'd never seen before, and I really dug that.
Mm.
But I just stopped caring.
Too
twisted. It just becomes
fair.
Images and people floating, and I just
too much
got,
of a workout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing.
That's
and,
fine.
And they make you feel like a dummy, some people, if you don't like it, because it's like, well, this is finally a thinking man's summer movie.
Oh, I got that when I didn't like The Matrix, actually. Yeah, that's all I heard. And I'm still not a big fan of The Matrix. But, yeah, it's
but The
whatever.
Matrix, I at least knew what was going on.
Yeah.
This, I just, by the time there was that other level of, and Ellen Page had figured out, well, we need to do this, and the whole limbo notion, I didn't get, man. I just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fair. It's,
But... Is this your favorite movie of the year now?
So far, yes, actually. Yeah.
More than...
So far, yes. It's one of those things where I can see a lot of the flaws in it, and I don't really care about them that much, which is how I feel a lot about Nolan's movies, actually. Because
mm-hmm.
Batman, Dark Knight, at least, goes on for like that extra half hour that you really don't need.
Right.
But it's gotten the point now where I just don't care. I
right.
like the movie that much.
Right.
And this one, I think, has got... a bunch of problems in that same vein, and I don't care. At least after
if they
the first
had gotten
viewing,
rid
went,
of that
okay.
whole level in the snow, I would
the
have
James
enjoyed
Bond
it a
movie,
lot.
The James
yeah.
Bond movie could have gone
yeah.
for sure.
It,
yeah.
That's what it is.
When they're
it becomes,
tying ropes between trees
right.
to knock people off their snowboards
right.
or whatever.
It,
be,
it
you know?
Becomes you only live twice or what's the Roger Moore one? The word of the
for your eyes only.
Yeah, it becomes
yeah,
for
there
your
you
eyes.
Go.
Nice. It becomes for your eyes only at some point.
Yeah, which is weird.
And then I didn't.
There's some really interesting reviews on this and articles about because one of them is that they go into the subconsciousness of what 6 different guys and there's
right.
no nudity, there's no boobs.
Yeah,
makes no sense.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
it's like
oh, I never thought
and that was
that.
My biggest problem with the movie is that they don't none of the dreams look like dreams. At all. They don't feel like dreams. They look like action movie sets.
Right. When
so
a train's
the dreams
coming
are
down
too coherent?
The dreams are really coherent, yeah.
yeah.
It's like
but
if you imagine what David Lynch would have done with this thing, that would have been a trippy freaking
but Mike,
experience.
Isn't that the whole point? That's why they need architects, so they design the world so it feels as real as possible? You don't
yes.
want the subject to feel like they're dreaming.
Yes.
That was the whole point why Ellen Page
yeah,
had to
see,
be on,
see,
on
and
board.
I'm good. I'm okay with that argument. That's okay with me. But so, still, they're... I don't know. The most realistic dreams you have are still a little bit
twisted.
A little bit nutty.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish there was more of that. I guess.
And
but
when you're dreaming it doesn't upset you because, well, you're dreaming.
Sure. Absolutely.
You're
I
still
think Leo
buying
has that
stuff.
Line in it. Yeah, where nothing seems real when you're in the dream. So when you wake up, the things
yeah.
feel
right.
wonky.
It's not a movie I would recommend, but it's a movie that's worth seeing if only to have discussions like this.
Yeah, because okay. why not? That's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. but I sure as
so. Then this takes over what as your favorite movie? Toy Story 3?
Yeah, tops Toy Story 3.
It tops it. Okay.
Yeah. It's but still, to be honest, you know, if Inception didn't make the top 10 at the end of the year, that would not be all that surprising. Just because.
Well, that would be good for you.
It's my favorite comparatively. Yeah. It's been a pretty crummy year.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right.
You know, it's been bad.
All right.
All right, but so Inception, Mike loved it, and I went in wanting to love it. I got so frustrated,
and at one point I just decided,
okay, I got to check out.
I'm gonna just,
I'm gonna just watch it.
I am tapping out. I'm gonna look at the pretty images and try and just I'm gonna try and get through this popcorn, man. I paid way too much for it, and I'm gonna eat every kernel. Okay. Now it's a personal mission. I'm gonna eat this popcorn, by God.
I like, by the way, what they have now at Rave, where if you you can get a refill on your large popcorn.
Really?
And on your large soda. Listen, if you need a refill on that large popcorn.
Have you seen how big that thing is? It's like a garbage bag.
Yeah. If you need a refill on that.
I guess if you're getting it for your family.
Well, no, I get that.
You know.
Then when they said to me, you get a refill, I laughed. I'm like, really? They get refills? And the gal behind the counter said, oh yeah, they get refills. because to consume that much pop in a 2 hour span, you're gonna miss half the movie.
That's a lot of pop, but only on a large pop too.
Right. Well, I got the large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pop.
But here's the thing: take the refill home with you.
Yeah. Go to the concession stand in your last 5 minutes
on your way out. You got a road soda.
You could do that.
Now everyone's happy.
Uh huh.
Hmm. Let's talk about the movies that are available this week in case Inception isn't your bag of tea. We've got a new Angelina Jolie movie, and am I wrong? This looks like every single Angelina Jolie movie.
You know what?
Yeah, it sure does.
I like what you just coined there. Your bag of tea.
Maybe it's not your bag of tea.
I like that, too. I was just going to let it fly because I'm like, did anyone else notice that? That was great.
It's not your bag?
Yeah.
Or it's not your bag of tea?
Maybe it's not your bag of tea.
I dig it.
Where does tea come? What is tea coming?
I get it. No, it makes sense.
I like it.
I'm going to.
Angelina Jolie. I don't want you to have the cup. Take the whole bag.
No, it's not your bag or it's your bag of tea. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Angelina Jolie stars in Salt, a CIA covert operative who goes on the run when she's accused of being a Russian sleeper spy. In this clip, Angelina is running from the authorities. I promise you, this is
ripped from the headline.
This is, I know, right? I know. Here's a clip from Salt.
Salt!
Here, don't do this!
On the ground! No!
Stop, no!
On the ground!
I have to find my husband, please! Joshua!
Stay back!
Last chance!
Somebody is setting me up!
Don't make me put you down!
No!
Come on, Ev.
No!
What he says.
On the ground!
Let's work this out, I promise.
I gotta bring you in, Salt. It's over, face down.
Someone is going to try to kill the Russian president. You know that. Do something about that.
Come in and tell us
what
you know.
Should be worried about.
It's every Angelina Jolie movie ever.
Where's my husband?
I know, it became the changeling there.
Where's my
husband?
I'm
looking for my child!
Looking
it became
for my
the
husband.
Changeling there. Yes. She has mashed up all of her movies.
All of her movies in one.
Into this delightful Salt
movie. Romp.
Ebert gives this 4 stars.
I saw that actually this morning. Yeah. Okay.
So.
The reviews in general are really good.
Go
figure.
Here's the thing.
Hmm.
It's the same movie she's made a bunch of times, but they are fun movies.
I think Wanted's a good time.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith was on
TV. Mrs.
I forgot
Smith
how
actually,
good that was.
That actually is a really good one.
Yeah. That's one that really kind of has improved with age, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good film.
Also opening for the kids, you've got Ramona and Beezus. Did you read these books growing up, anyone?
I've never heard of them,
These were the books that, like, girls read. Into our Choose Your Own Adventures and Encyclopedia Browns, the girls would read these Ramona and Beezus books.
Really? They go back that?
Oh, they're 40 years old, Mike. These books.
Oh, sure. Well, it's Beverly Cleary.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Selena Gomez and Joey King star in the exploits of rambunctious, accident-prone Ramona Quimby and her older sister, Beezus. In this clip, a bee flies into Beezus's lemonade as she talks to a cute boy.
Beezus?
Hi.
Selling lemonade?
Oh, yeah, just helping out my little sister. Hello, delicious lemonade, anyone?
Yeah, I'll have one.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be $1, please. That change, pervert.
Ramona, Henry doesn't have to pay.
Here. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. Shh. Jesus. Jesus, I won't chase. Good.
Oh.
He's right. No charge for that.
Really, a buck for lemonade?
Well, that's what kids charge nowadays, yeah. Something else.
Don't have to make change.
You know what? I bet that's a fun family movie, and there's nothing wrong
sure.
with that.
No.
You know.
Go with God.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you, Mike.
Yeah. Why not?
And his... Go with God and his daughter, Jesus Christ.
If you want a family movie, I'd go with The Despicable Me.
Yeah, that's what you'd recommend.
It's pretty great. Yeah. I got to admit. Yeah.
Boy, you've
Steve
come around.
Carell is really funny.
Have you come around on these CG movies? Or are they getting better?
I don't know. I think they're better. I think they're better because How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah,
was really
you love
good
that one.
I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought it was really good. Yeah, it's been a good year actually for that,
CG.
For CG, yeah, and
right.
The rest of it, yeesh.
He's Mike Schultz from the River
Thank
Cities
you, Mike.
Reader.
Thank
you can read his columns every other Wednesday in paper form or anytime you like. At rcreader.com. As always, Mike, thanks for the time.
A pleasure. Thank you.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.